You know, as long as that's, like, for me. You know, some people prefer it. I know Larry prefers that. He doesn't even have them. His is remoted. He doesn't have a front panel on it, and he doesn't have a Maestro anymore. I think he got rid of it. He does it all from the computer. And I see the benefit of that because you can completely customize the environment. On the other hand, you know, I do like having a unit, you know, that I'm actually manipulating. So I'd have to have the controls, and probably could forgo them on the radio, just get the Maestro, and if I were going to go that route. But I'm going to be, you know, this is probably silly, but one of the things that scares me about the Flex is just, it's just so, to me, it seems like, okay, I want to make sure I'm clear here that I'm not saying this is a case, but it seems like it's a computer, and it just seems, computers to me are always glitchy in the radio environment, and it's just more complicated, and it's like it's going to be, you know, anything that breaks on it's going to be thousands of dollars, and it's just going to be something I'm not interested in dealing with. But honest to God, some of these new radios, any of them, they ain't any easier to fix or any cheaper to fix. I just got this feeling that if I had a 70 610, I think it'd be more long haul than a Flex or an Anon, you know. But that could be wrong. I could be completely wrong on that. But yeah, the computer control stuff is not my cup of tea, but that's a nice auxiliary. You know, it's like, you know, to have that also is very nice. Because, you know, you're at work and you decide, you know, to bugger off mentally for a little bit, you could log into your stuff from work. Why not?